Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Here with the Hyper Fast Podcast, and I'm so excited to introduce you to Sarah Tadlock. So, Sarah, talk to us a little bit about how you got in the business and just the beginning of your real estate career.
It's always an interesting story when people get into real estate. I think, you always kind of fall into it, but my background is architecture, and moved to St. Louis, so I'm not native, which most people are, but I got my architectural degree here, and I was sitting in front of a computer screen one day after 6 months of working for my company and realized that this is not what I'm meant to do. So I quit, and 3 days later, I ended up meeting a woman that took a chance on me and hired me as a buyer's agent, and that's how I got in the business.
So you actually made the decision to quit your job, and you didn't yet know what you wanted to do?
I did. I took a leap of faith, and it ended up paying off.
So if you're watching this and you hate what you're doing now, be brave, be bold. And that means if you're in real estate and you hate it, get out, right? You have to follow your passion. So 3 days later, you meet this woman, kind of destiny.
Yeah.
And how did it happen that you became a buyer's agent on her team?
Yeah. It's an interesting story. So long story short, my business partner now, this was 13 years ago, so he was offered a position as a buyer's agent, and he ended up turning it down. And she asked him, who do you know that you think could be a good fit? And it just so happened that a few days prior, I had let him know that I was available for hire. And so he thought of me for this job. And I remember that interview. She had asked me if I was real estate licensed, and I had said no. And she said, have you ever bought a piece of real estate? At the time, I was 20 years old, and I had no idea how to purchase a home. But I told her I was the hardest worker in the room, and that I don't know how to sell real estate, but you show me the way, and I will work harder than anyone else you know. And so she took it. She really took a chance on me.
That's cool. So tell us about your first year.
Yeah. My first year in the business was 2006. Right before the crash.
The fun days.
The fun days. it was fun. So I really started in the business in downtown St. Louis, and at that time was really the heyday of renovations and the loft rehabs. And so I really cut my teeth on condos and lofts. And so that's how most people knew me. But my first year, she literally gave me a phone book and some old leads and told me to start calling. So this was the days before we had scripts and coaching and training. I really learned by fire and got into the business. And I honestly can't remember how many homes I sold, but I remember working a lot. And so those were the years of working 90 plus hours, no balance. People are only successful at what you're looking at, right? And so people see success, but you don't see all the behind the scenes that that may not be the sexiest part of the business.
So you hustled, you grinded it out, you learned the skills, really a self-starter. And the agent that you were working under, what did her business look like at that time?
Yeah, so she was one of the first people to had ever developed a developer relationship. And so in our market, most large communities were sold by W-2 salespeople.
Okay.
And so you would have a salesperson in a office, and they would be working for the developer. What had happened after 2006 was they couldn't afford those anymore. And so we really started cornering the market of developers and high rises. And so her business was, she was the sole listing agent. She had one admin, and then I was her buyer specialist. And so at the time, I think we had two full buildings. So it was, I think, right over 200 plus listings.
Wow.
And it was, yeah.
Incredible.
And I was taking all the incoming calls, so I was really learning through failing forward. And I think that is one piece of the business that most people don't talk about is our failures. And so I always challenge people that I meet now. Failure is a part of success, and no one gets to succeed without it. And so if you're in the business, my challenge to you is look for ways to fail forward, and don't be afraid to take chances on things. So that would be...
That's amazing advice, because if you try and fail quickly and learn from it, you're just going to progress faster. And some things that you think might not work may actually propel you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was your number one lesson from working with someone who is really innovative and operating outside of limiting beliefs, right? To go after that business when other people weren't succeeding in the St. Louis market. What was the one thing that you still hold as a lesson from her?
Yeah. She was really an innovator, and she didn't conform with the masses, right? I think I'll share a quote. Sarah Blakely is one of my mentors that I follow, and she had said something pretty powerful the other day that her father always asked her at the table at dinner time how she failed. And she told that story, and when she got in the business, so for those of you that don't know who Sarah Blakely is, she's the founder of Spanx.
Which I'm wearing right now.
Which I'm wearing right now. Thank you, Sarah Blakely.
You're amazing.
She is amazing. But she had said that when she started Spanx, everyone was asking her when she started to see success, how did you get into Neiman Marcus and Saks? And she said, well, I called them. Right? Well, I called them. They're like, you called them directly? She said, I called them. She's like, you didn't go to a trade show and like wait for them to come to you? She's like, no, was that what I was supposed to do? So the point of it is, you don't, just because it's not the way that it's being done now doesn't mean it can't happen. And I think that for the female mentor that I got started in the business, she looked at things differently. And just because no one was listing listing full developments doesn't mean that it couldn't have happened. And so she really challenged that norm. And I saw the business in a different light. And that's how I cut my teeth, so to say, in the industry. And, you know, that is a part of our business that we're building out now. And we're going to build a whole division just on developers, because I feel it's the next wave, because we are entering our next recession. Hopefully not like the last one.
Yeah. So what's interesting about you bringing up Sarah Blakely, first of all, I get to meet her in a month. Yeah, I'm super excited. So that's thrilling. And the other piece of it is, what a lot of people don't know about Sarah Blakely is that she personally went and moved her product. So at Neiman Marcus, at Nordstrom, at all of these stores, she was taking product and moving it on stands that she bought at CVS. Like, literally, those folder stands, she was putting her product on the register. And because she would come in and do it, everyone just assumed that it was okay.
Right.
And that's why they started selling. But at first, nothing was selling.
Yeah.
Even when she got into the stores, and she took a huge risk going there. So, yeah, she's like one of my favorite entrepreneurs. I'm super excited.
Are you a real estate agent looking to grow your business in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? The Kerry Scholl and Orange Line Living team is looking for talented, motivated people who want to be a part of a collaborative and competitive team poised to become number one in the world by 2021. Our new agents have success at a rate that is nearly 9 times the industry average, and our experienced agents average over $252,000 a year. Our industry-leading lead generation, training, and support systems put our agents in the best possible position for success. If you want to work hard, serve more clients, have fun, and make more money, then call us today at 703-661-9756 or go to KerryShullCareers.com.
Okay, so then fast forward to where you are today. Tell us about your team. Incredibly successful. One of the people on the panel today said, you know, you're my mentor, you've inspired me to start a team. So how do you have that kind of influence and impact on people?
Yeah. So my current structure of my team, we are 14 people strong. I believe in quality versus quantity. I love what you had said about your team. You had used the stat that a person 1 year in the business on your team, I don't know if you...
Average is over 250.
Yeah, I didn't know if we could say it, but...
We can say it.
I love
My team's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. But we have an admin team of 4 and a sales team of now 8. So we are in the process of scaling. I've used the analogy, we're kind of been a sleeping giant. The last 3 years, I've pulled out of production and really been focused on building the systems and the models that my mentors have challenged me to build. And I am now focused on hiring talent because it's our greatest need. And so as we scale this year, we closed 200 deals, or 198.
My God, I know that pain.
I almost wanted to buy 2 houses this year.
I wanted to buy 10.
You know how it feels.
Yeah.
And in our market, that's around 50 plus million. So our average sale price.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Our average sale price is low for the country. And that just means our systems and our models have to be even more dialed in order to hit the end goal, which is our net, right? So we're in the process of doing that, and we're going to be scaling quick this year. So what was your second question?
Your ability to influence, because you're not only impacting your team at this point, you're also impacting other agents in your market through the generosity of your time and caring about them, really.
Yeah.
So how do you have time for your team and creating that influence?
Great question. I believe influence comes when you focus on the right thing, and it can never be about you. It always has to be about what you're able to pour into others. And if you focus on the value of the impact you can make on other people's life, it always comes back twofold. And so I've just, the last few years of my life has been dedicated to building up others and finding ways to give back. And we started our non-for-profit, and you know, this journey has changed my life, and in turn I've now helped inspire other people to change their lives, and it starts to become bigger than yourself. And I think that's what life is all about. You know, they say living a big life, it really is about the other person. That answers your question.
It does. It actually really does. So, from a place of vulnerability and openness, what's your biggest 2019 goal?
So my personal goal, and for those of you, for people that know me, know that I am as transparent as they come, open and vulnerable. I think it's very important if you're a leader to be open and vulnerable. But my biggest goal for myself personally has been this year is energy. And that's kind of my word, if you will. Everything that I do, the people I surround myself, the food I put in my body, where I'm spending my time, it needs to be adding energy to my life, because where we're going, and if you're leading people, you have a responsibility to them to give them your very best.
Yeah.
And if you aren't performing at your best, you're underservicing them. And so for me personally, it's energy. And then for the team goal, I would say between focus and obviously our conversion. Conversion, they said, is the new lead generation.
Yeah.
And my favorite quote out of today is leverage is the new hustle.
I love it.
Leverage is the new hustle. I'm going to look back, and do you remember who had mentioned
it
that?
It was Nick, but Nick and Tristan kind of coined the phrase, so I don't know which one
of
them made
names.
It up.
Yeah. Yeah, leverage is the new hustle. In this business, it's moving so fast. I do believe that you either have to become a part of a team or you need to build one. And I know there's mixed feelings about that in the real estate world, but our industry is changing at a rapid pace right now. And so you got to get on board or join someone that is passionate about building.
I absolutely agree with you. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. It was incredible. And I look forward to staying connected.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat Shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.